Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me, television host and media personality, Victoria Gaither, on my show, At Home with Victoria. We've got a very, very, very cool artist who's going to be joining us tonight. His name is Kobe Cole, and he is a singer. I had the opportunity last week to listen to some of his music, and I have to say I was mesmerized. I kept playing the song on YouTube over and over and over and over again. So I'm looking forward to you learning a lot about Kobe and also myself as well. So let's get my sidekick on the line who is going to join in on the conversation, co-host, entertainment co-host Michael Kay, so that we can get this conversation started tonight on At Home with Victoria. Hi, Michael. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, Vic. How are you?
I am doing very well. I've been thinking about this interview all night because, of course, it was you who introduced me to Kobe. So tell me, what was it about his voice and just Kobe himself that you thought, this guy is fantastic and he's very good at what he does?
Yeah, he is. You know, a good friend of mine, Christina Villa, actually mentioned this this guy's name. She says, you have to check out Kobe Cole. So, of course, with my, you know, OCD attention to research, I went on YouTube and listened to him. And I tell you, one listened and I was hooked. His voice was something I had never heard before. He had that way of capturing the soul of the song again, much like the greats like Nina Simone, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. And I'm just so happy he could find the time to join us tonight. And I look forward to learning more about the man behind the voice.
Yes, so am I. I'm very happy that he was able to join us tonight. And speaking of joining us, let's go ahead and see if we can get the one and only Kobe Cole on the line with us. Hi, Kobe. Are you there with us?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Kobe.
We can
how
hear
are you?
Fine.
Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm so blown away by your generosity and your kindness. That's so nice of you to say such nice things about me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's easy to be
well,
nice.
Kobe, it is all true. And again, officially on behalf of Michael and myself, I certainly do want to take this opportunity to just thank you so much for being on our show. I have one quick story to tell that I'm going to turn it over to Michael. Michael sent me the link to your song, one of the songs on YouTube. So, Kobe, I'm playing this song over and over and over and over again. So all of a sudden, my sweetheart walks in the door, and he says, what are you listening to? I said, oh, I said, honey, I said, I just love Kobe. So he said, well, who in the world is Kobe? So I said, oh, you've got to come and listen to Kobe. So needless to say, by the time I was done and he was done, both of us were inside his office, and we were singing your song from YouTube because you have just such a very beautiful, soulful voice, and I just thought that was a funny story that he kind of walks in the door, dancing around and singing your music, and then all of a sudden he gets engrossed into it as well. So with that said, Michael, you go ahead and throw out the first question.
That's a beautiful story.
Can I say thank you? Yeah, that was a great story. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for your support.
They're good people. Kobe, you know, we had a little chit-chat on Saturday night. Kobe gave me a call, and I had had a couple of Chardonnay, as I'm known to have in the evening. And
he didn't offer me
lovely.
Any.
Well, you could have, honey. You could have had. I was tipping the box by that point. But, you know, the one thing I forgot to ask you is that where did you actually grow up, and when did you discover you had such wicked mad talent?
Well, listen, we all try to strive to be better every time we sing. You know, I've been singing since the day I was born. Basically, that's the story. So, you know, that's basically what I've done since, you know, I was born.
Where did you actually grow
forever,
up?
Forever. Pardon me?
Where did you actually grow up?
Well, I was born in Israel, and then we moved to the States in about 1982, 1983. And I was born in Israel to American parents. And then I grew up in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Oh, really? Wow.
Went to the Duke Ellington School of Performing Arts, where I really learned about jazz and gospel music and great artists. And it really changed my life. It was an incredible opportunity, a great experience. So.
Well, I just want to jump in there for one second because,
sure.
Kobe, of course, once I started, you know, sort of gathering information about you myself, and Michael can tell you, it seemed like every single hour I was emailing him or calling him saying, I love this guy, I love this guy, because I, too, am a Washingtonian. I was born and raised and grew up in D.C., and I was telling Michael what was so cool about it. I was super crazy and happy that you went to Duke Ellington, because I was telling Michael, if you know anything about D.C. and the D.C. public school system, all of the kids that, you know, that go to Duke Ellington are basically, you know, when it comes to the arts, whether it's visual, whether it's dance, whether it's singing, you know, whatever art it is, all these kids are pretty much the cream of the crop that you're going to get in the sort of D.C. area that are accepted into that school. So it's kind of a school where, and you're not tooting your horn as much as I want you to, but Duke Ellington is kind of like one of those schools where you definitely have to have talent to get into the school. Like, Michael, nobody can just walk up in Duke Ellington and say, hey, yeah, I think I want to go to school here. I mean, they're very strict in terms of guidelines about who they let in the school. And, Colby, my experience with Duke Ellington was that although I didn't go there, you guys always, you know, and they still do, I'm sure, every single year put on these sort of amazing productions where they will open up the productions to, you know, everybody in the whole D.C. area. So I just have wonderful memories of myself of going to Duke Ellington to see some of the Christmas programs, of going there to see
some of the
plays. You
might have seen me in one or two of those productions.
I know. I was thinking about that night, and I certainly could have, but it's one of those things, and I just wanted to say from somebody like me that always had the opportunity to go sit in the audience and to be a part of that, I always remember thinking, Michael and Colby, saying to myself, these kids are way, way better than half of the quote-unquote professionals that are out there that, you know, that we listen to and see every single day. I mean, so, Colby, talk about what your experience was like and just that sort of talent pool that's there at Duke Ellington, because it really is a Washington institution, that school.
First of all, I have to say that experience, the Duke Ellington experience and being a part of that, totally molded me as an artist and somebody who didn't know anything about jazz or gospel music, or even classical music for that matter, because, you know, I was listening to, growing up in Israel, I was listening to a lot of Middle Eastern music like Ofra Haza, who was an incredible vocalist. And of course, being Jewish, I listened to a lot of Barbara Streisand and all the typical things, but going to the Duke Ellington School of Performing Arts was really an incredible experience, because not only did I get to meet incredible people and make lifelong friendships that are still standing today, but I just learned so much about who I was as a person, about art, about theater, about dance. And, you know, it's a very serious school, and sometimes when I reflect now, I wish I would have taken a little bit more seriously, you know, and maybe been a better student. Because it's really an incredible, you know what I mean? It's just an incredible, incredible institution. And I'm so honored to be a part of that school and to have that be part of who I am as a person, because it really did mold me and really gave me the confidence to go out in the real world. And, you know, performing with those kids was incredible, because I never felt as talented as they were, because, you know, mm-hmm. I just never did. I guess that's part of being a teenager. You always think everybody's better than you, or if you're humble, or insecure, or both. As we grow as artists, our confidence also grows, especially when you first get to a school like that and you don't have the kind of experience like singing gospel or jazz. And it is an inner-city school, and so they had more exposure of performing in front of audiences than I did, because they went to church a lot and performed in gospel choirs and so on and so forth. So it was really an honor, and the first year that I was there, I actually got to be in a production of Bubble and Brown Sugar. And
cool.
And it was an incredible experience, because that show itself has a lot of jazz numbers. It's all about, you know, Duke Ellington. So, you know, you learn about the music and the history behind it, and it's important to know what, you know, where the history of music is, and it really helped me as an artist and with my taste. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yes, very, very, very much so. Go ahead, Michael, because I've been waiting for this. I've had like, oh, my God, I got to talk to Colby, so I'll let Michael go, because I do have a follow-up question from something you just said. So, Michael, you go ahead.
No problem. When did you actually move to New York, Colby? How old were you?
I was 23. That's late in the game. Usually when you move to New York, you know, they want you to be 15. You know,
right.
It's like modeling. And
right,
by the time
right,
you're
right.
18, it's over for you. So, no, it's
right,
really,
right.
I'm just being funny. But the truth is I came to New York a little bit later in life. You know, New York's a big, scary place when you're 23. So it's
yeah.
a big thing to, you know, to get the balls to really, you know, come out here basically with no money and, you know, sacrifice a lot of things to make your dreams come true. But at that point, I just felt like, you know, if I don't do it now,
yeah.
you know, I'd never live anywhere else, to be perfectly honest. You know, I love New York. It's been incredible to me, very loving and nurturing and a tough teacher at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, school of hard knocks. Vic, go ahead.
For sure.
So, yeah, so Kobe, I wanted to follow up when you were talking about learning about jazz and also soul and gospel music. Because, Michael, what was the song that you sent me that I love so much? It escapes me right now. The name of it?
It was What More Can I Say?
That's a
yeah.
Nina Simone song,
well,
yes. I love her,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, yeah, Jeez. Yeah. Well, that particular song was the one that I kept listening to over and over and over again. So my question is...
Thank you for that.
So prior,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. So prior to the point, okay, you know, you're there at Ellington, you're doing your thing. So did you always have that kind of soulfulness? Because you really got a
no,
little soulfulness
no,
going
actually,
there in your voice. So did you discover that there?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow.
You know, I developed as an artist, as a singer, you know, your tastes change. It's like your priorities change when you get older. It's the same kind of thing with your music. As an artist, you develop, you know, technique. It really was. You know, the singing in gospel is so different than the classical training. You know, so each department, when you're singing a gospel song, you're singing in a different placement compared to when you're singing a classical song or when you're doing a jazz song. They're all very different. So... because they're different genres and they're sung differently. But when you incorporate them
mm-hmm.
all together, you know, it really helps you as a vocalist. And I learned so much there. I really look back now and say, wow, that place really changed my life, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know, a lot of people have referred to you as the next Amy Winehouse, which is, you know, without the beehive, of course. But did you get that comparison?
You know, I don't get the comparison except that she's a white Jewish girl. So, you know, I can understand. But the thing is, a lot lately I've been getting Jimmy Scott, and somebody
yeah.
Sent me a CD of his in the mail, somebody I've never met who's a fan of mine. From Facebook, and I just got the CD yesterday. And, you know, it's nice to be compared to amazing people. You know,
yeah.
I'd rather be compared to them than Stacey Q, you know?
Yeah.
You
right.
remember Stacey
right,
Q?
Right, exactly.
So, listen,
right.
Amy Winehouse is a great vocalist. Jimmy Scott is probably one of the greatest vocalists ever and still alive at, you know, 89, performing all over the world. To me, that's inspiring because we live in a very ageist society, and he shows me that I'll be able to do what I love. Regardless of,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether you're singing at Madison Square Garden or BBQs or whatever it is, you know, as long as you do what you love, you know, that's an inspiration to me because I think he's incredible and his voice is still phenomenal. I'm sure you both know who
yeah.
he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
how long did you spend singing around the UK?
I was in the UK. Well, I was there twice. I was there doing some recording, and I actually, the first time I was there for 2 weeks, and basically I got there. The minute I got there, I started rehearsing for my show, which was, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days later. It was actually a week. So, and then I did a couple, yeah, I was there for maybe 2.5 weeks the first time and about 8 weeks the second time. So
wow.
It was a great experience, about 6 weeks. No, I can't count. 2 months altogether. Right. Yeah.
How many shows did you do at the Kinky Cabaret?
I did one show. Actually, I just gotten off the plane, and
oh, really?
I was kind of concerned because, you know, the excitement and then jet lag and not sleeping on the plane, and
mm-hmm.
I was kind of concerned for my voice, but miraculously enough, something happened when I got on stage, and it just came to me, and I was really thrilled because I think that was a really good performance on my part. You know, sometimes we're not happy with our performances, but I was really happy with that one.
Yeah,
so,
great performance. Absolutely.
Thank you. So
one performance that I have to tell you that, I mean, and I kid you not, I downloaded that on my iPod, and I'm telling you, I'm not fibbing, I'm not telling you a story. Every single day I listen to that song, and it was the song that's on your YouTube page, and it's Red Live,
Red.
That particular one. Listen, darling, let me tell you something. I don't know what you do when you sing that song, but you make this heart of mine just melt. I mean, the way that soulfulness and those tunes come out of your mouth, I'm just like, oh, I love Kobe so much. So I basically turned
You're
into
very
like
kind.
A Kobe freak. That song.
I'm so grateful to you, and I think that's so marvelous that you even get to hear my music from where you in Maryland in D.C. right now, and I think that's so great. Isn't YouTube an amazing thing? I mean, I never would have imagined I'd be able to have videos of my own. But the truth is, I sang that when I did a concert with Boy George in England, and I got to do an entire hour set by myself, and that was one of the songs that he picked for me, and I actually learned it the night before. So it was a little scary, but I think that was the favorite song of the whole night, actually, and I really love it, too. I'm actually going to do a show coming up soon, and I'm going to include it in my set because I'm kind of attached to it. I love that song.
You definitely have to include that song because I'm telling you, Michael can tell you at one point, Kobe, I'm listening to this song over and over, so I call Michael on the phone, and he's laughing at me because I have it turned up really loud, and, you know, he could hear it in the background, but, you know, it is just something about not only that song, but a lot of days and a lot of times with entertainers and me being a television journalist, I get to interview so many people in different fields. And, you know, sometimes when I interview people, they say they're passionate about something, but they're really not. They're just kind of going through the motions. Oh, yeah, let me do this and get this over with. But one thing that was really, really different about you that I noticed when I was just kind of looking at all of your stuff and listening to your music, you know, just from my perspective of being new to you and who you are, you can really, really, really sit down and, you know, and I have you on just doing stuff around the house, and you can really feel that sort of specialness inside your voice when you're singing. And it just, you know, it's one of those things, and you probably experience it, Michael and Kobe, when you listen to a song and you just shudder because it's just like, oh, it just cuts right through you. I find with all of your songs, you know, you have that ability that you're able to kind of transcend people and make them feel that way. So where does that come from?
Well, first of all, you're very kind. I really appreciate all the wonderful things you're saying. It's nice to have the
encouragement. She's not even lying, Kobe.
Well, it's nice to have the encouragement, you know. We don't live in a world where people are overly, you know, they don't encourage other people to follow their dreams. So I'm basically thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Where does it come from? I don't know. I think, you know, singing is something that I work really hard on for my entire life. And I've studied a lot of great people, and it's really about feeling for me, and I've dealt with a lot of painful things in my life, and a way for me to deal with my sad things that, you know, everybody has to deal with. Everyone deals with things in different ways. I deal with it through singing, and that's how I relate to things, and that's how I overcome things through my music. So maybe that's where I get it from, because, you know, I'm pretty emotional and sensitive, and maybe, you know, maybe overly sensitive, but I think it works with me and, you know, with my music, so... You know, it's a hard question to ask where it comes from. I don't know. I feel very, very fortunate to be able to do something really well that I love to do, you know.
Right.
So it's a gift, I guess.
Like, of course,
being
it's
a great,
a gift.
Like being a great painter or a great chef or a great friend.
Yeah,
I think
a gift,
being a great friend is a gift because not everybody knows how to be a great friend. You know,
exactly.
So I think everyone has their strengths, you know. Being tall and skinny, I think, is a huge gift, and people don't take it, you know. They don't appreciate it as much as they should.
Michael, you didn't tell me he has a great personality too. It's funny.
I'm telling you, I love this kid. Kid. Well, you know, I love this guy.
Right,
it's okay.
Right.
You could say kid. Stuff. It's okay.
Oh, okay, I'll say kid.
Good lighting. I look like I'm 14. You know.
Absolutely. Honey, when are we going to actually see a CD come out?
Well,
yeah.
I'm working on it. I'm actually.
Good.
I'm working on it, and I'm actually about to go in the studio with some amazing people who've all of a sudden I've gotten in touch with, who've gotten in touch with me. Life works in miraculous ways and surprises you when you really need a great kick in the ass or a great surprise. And I'm about to record something with Jason Walker, who's a phenomenal, phenomenal singer and a wonderful person who I've become very close with. And I think you might have him on your show at some point. You should, because he's amazing.
Yeah,
we're going to sing a duet.
Ah, fantastic.
I think that's going to be amazing. And Quentin Harris, who's one of the biggest and the best and the brightest of today's dance music genres. He always does. He also does jazz and pop, I believe. But he's really well known. He travels all over the world. He's a great DJ. He's a fantastic producer. He has a new album that just came out, and it's honestly, from beginning to end, it's phenomenal. And so we're all going to work together. And those are the kind of things that I'm looking forward to, working with other people who are incredibly talented. And I'm honored to work with them. You know, it's a
wow.
great thing for me.
You've got a show coming up November 10th, too?
Yes. I like to sing on my birthday because I think that's a way to, return to the gift. You know, appreciate it.
Toby, wait. Everybody
sorry?
Has to stop now. Did you say your birthday is on November the 10th? Because that's the exact same day my birthday is on. I knew there was
another one.
I love
that,
you so much.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's actually November 11th, but it was already booked. Carnegie Hall was booked on the 11th, so we had to do it on the 10th. No, I'm actually doing it at a really great place.
Okay, well, it's close enough.
I'm doing it at a really, really great place called Don't Tell Mama, and it's November 10th. I've been singing at Don't Tell Mama since, I moved to New York. They really gave me one of my first breaks, and I have to tell you, every time I want to do a show, and I could just call them up, and that's a great thing to have in New York. You know, I've done shows at other places,
yeah.
and, I haven't sung there in maybe 5 years. But I wanted to go somewhere, celebrate my birthday. It's very intimate, and they have great people that work there that do great sound, and it's, I just love it there. I feel very at home there. So it's like going home for a family reunion. Sidney Meier is the booking agent, and he's just an incredible, incredible person. He also does a mean Peggy Lee in drag.
Wow.
He's legendary
yeah.
in New York for doing that. But, it's nice to make connections with people. I'm having a lot of people in this show that I've done shows with for the last, 15 years. A guitar player from one band that I was in and a piano player from another time. And all the people that I've worked with over the years, they're each coming in and collaborating with me on a song or two. And, for me, that's giving back to them for believing in me when I needed people to believe in me. And, I'm still friends with them and, that's a great thing when you're in the music business and you still have friendships for 15
yes,
years
yes.
with people that you collaborate
yeah.
with. It's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I feel very lucky to have
them.
Even
within the television journalism industry, if you have somebody that you're friends with that long, it's very rare. So I know it's even probably more also within your entertainment community. Well, Michael and I, we definitely are going to get to New York. Oh, I promise you, I'm getting my butt up there.
I am so excited that you're
going to
be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thank
no, Michael
so
and I are definitely going to make it up there to one of your shows. I just want to pause just for a moment we've been so engrossed in the conversation, Kobe. We have a lot of people inside the chat room that are chatting about the conversation. So I want to thank all of our friends visiting inside the chat room. Linda is producing. Thank you so much, Linda. We do appreciate you. And also, I've got about 15 emails. Kobe, as we do the show, people will email me questions that they want to ask you or that there are comments that they want to make. And this is a comment from a young lady who actually lives in Washington, D.C., and she says, shout out to Kobe. She says she doesn't know you personally, but her son graduated from Ellington. She says it is an amazing school and that she loved what you talked about the connections that you made, because she said her son, too, made wonderful connections that he has maintained for life. And she says kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Duke Ellington is really, it's a lifesaver for many kids. It gets them off the streets. It keeps them busy. It teaches them about life and music and art. It's fantastic. It really is. I think music is one of the most important things you can teach anybody.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they're taking arts out of schools, and I don't understand
because,
that.
Music is always one of the first things that school systems always try to cut
that's
in
what
their
I was
budget,
saying.
Which is always unfortunate.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael, do you want to talk about anything else?
Yeah, I just want to go back to where can they get tickets for Don't Tell Mama? What's the location? And were you on Facebook and MySpace
and
everything?
It's on Facebook, but Don't Tell Mama, you Google it. It tells you the address. I think it's 561. No, that's my address. Sorry. it's 46th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue, and it's Restaurant Row, and it says Don't Tell Mama, like a big piano sign.
Right.
And it's been around for years. It's a New York institution, and I'm proud to be a part of it, because they've had some great, great, great performers there. I heard that, what was Paul Sorvino's daughter's name? She won an Oscar right after she did a show at Don't Tell Mama.
Oh, Nina Sorvino.
Some great people have done shows there. I mean, a lot of great people. Sherry Lewis, I think, has done something there, and great people. Mm-hmm. So you go in there, and there are posters of past performers that are doing amazing things right now with their career, the shows that they've done there. So it's a really great place. Anybody, if you just want to go to a piano bar and listen to live singers get up and sing there, it's a great place to go and have a cocktail. Yeah.
Absolutely. Where can everybody reach you?
Well, I think the best, if you want to hear me sing and it's free, YouTube is incredible. And, you know, I tried to...
Yes.
It's www.youtube.com/COBYKOEHL2. So,
right.
And, that, you know,
and
you
actually,
can watch...
just to let everybody know, we Kobe, we actually, our producer, Linda... is putting that information inside the chat room, and I also have your YouTube website on my page.
Oh,
Michael
great.
Has it on his page. So yeah, we've been promoting it, and trust
Thank
me,
you so
if
much.
You ever want to find Kobe, if you find me and Michael, you'll see us posting his songs on our page all the time. So don't you worry about that.
You're both very lovely and very generous and very kind, and I really appreciate it.
Well,
thank you so
much, Kobe, and I really. Just as a new friend, I love you dearly, and I wish you
thank
most
you.
Best. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It really
my
means
pleasure.
A lot to us. And please
and
consider
I'm,
this to be your other stage, your other home away from home. If you have anything new to promote, please come back to it, Homeless Victoria, and we'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless you both. And listen, I know so many amazing artists who would love to be on your show.
Oh, bring them on.
Well then,
absolutely.
I will certainly be hitting
just
you up.
Contact Michael. Yeah.
Because especially you should get Jason Walker on here. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I just know so many
Michael
people.
Michael and I would love it. So, you know, it's you know, of course, like Michael said, you're more than welcome. Anytime you've got anything going on when your CD is coming out, if you've got a big project that you want to get the word out, you just contact Michael and we'll get a date. And it's just as easy as that. If you've got some other incredible artists or folks that you're working with projects on, just contact Michael and we will make it happen for sure. Always.
Thank you so much. You guys are amazing and thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting you both on November 10th.
Absolutely.
If you can make
honey.
It. If not, I'll send you a CD, okay? Thank you so much, you guys.
Right.
You've been so great. This has been a great experience. You know, I don't usually go on the radio, so I was a little nervous, but you made me feel very comfortable and very much at home. And thank you so much for a wonderful evening.
I'm very happy you
thank
did,
you,
Jason.
Kobe.
Thanks
we
a lot
love
for joining
you
us.
So much. Yeah.
Take care, buddy.
I just love him.
I tell you,
and
so
not
kind,
the
you know, and just normal, I get down to earth. I mean, we've already been blessed with great guests, so I just want to thank Kobe Cole a lot.
Yes. We definitely have. But, you know, of course, one thing that I was just so struck with him was the whole Duke Ellington experience, because something that I learned tonight about him was that soulfulness in his voice. I just assumed that was there all the time. So that's amazing to see how that was something while he was there at Ellington that he himself developed, that was in him the whole time. Yeah. Isn't that pretty cool?
Oh, absolutely. And I can just picture him singing to Barbara Streisand in the bedroom, you know, with a hairbrush kind of a thing, trying to work on his craft early on. Because I did. I mean, we all did. Who didn't? You know, Jewish or not.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. No, you're definitely right about
that.
I'm
glad you liked
him. We've got a few. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, you know I liked him because I kept calling you that day, and you could hear me. His music was in the background, and that was, like, tickling you so much. Listen, talk a little bit about the function that we have coming up on Saturday in the D.C. area.
Yes, Common Threads finally is here. Cheryl Woods and Mamas Arras are putting together Common Threads. It's going to be Saturday, October 23rd from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Hampton Inn, 9421 Largo Drive West in Largo, Maryland. You can actually go to Cheryl's site or click on Mamas Arras for more information, but I rumor has it only 18 tickets are remaining, and she's a sold-out venue. She sold out all of her vendor tables and everything, and I must have to remind our wonderful listeners that the event honorees are our one and only Miss Victoria Gaither, best boss in the world.
Yay!
Jewel Green, Maima Carmel,
Jewel.
And Danielle Jennings, so I'm looking forward to actually meeting them and so many other people from the Facebook family at this event. So I know Lisa will be there, and I hope Cindy will show up, and Christine will be there, absolutely. So we're just going to have a fun time, I'm telling you.
Yes, we are. Now, speaking of events, I just wanted to briefly talk about the Tiger Lily event
Tiger Lily.
That I kind of talked to Michael about being at. And the Tiger Lily event, we're helping to raise money for breast cancer, and it's basically Health Day on Capitol Hill. That is in November, so you'll notice that I'll start to post more information about that. But I have the opportunity of emceeing that program. And it's basically, Michael and everybody who's listening, it is free to the public, by the way, and a lot of different breast cancer survivors, family and friends and daughters and sisters and uncles and husbands will be there, and politicians, of course, and lawmakers. And each person will kind of get to come up, and they will have 3 to 5 minutes to sort of, you know, talk about breast cancer, their experience, and surviving it and all of that good stuff. So yours truly has the opportunity to MC that. So that's going to be a pretty, pretty big event. Michael is very nice. He is going to be into town for that event, too. And I think I'm trying to get him, everybody, to do a live show from the event by himself. I can't do the show because I'll be emceeing. So Michael is going to make his live debut all by himself, hopefully, from that Tiger Lily event. So we're looking forward to that and to supporting Michael on that. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up on At Home with Victoria. Plus, I think Lisa is said that she's going to be there at the Tiger Lily event, too. So hopefully we'll get to see Lisa as well.
Absolutely. That'll be a fun event. My first live show.
At that event. But in any event, talking about events, again, Kobe was who we were talking to today. Kobe Cole is his name. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful musician. And I'm telling you, do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube. You can Google him, find his information from Michael or myself, and find his information on YouTube and listen to his music. Just absolutely lovely, lovely music. I don't think I've lost Michael, but somehow he is here. I'm not sure where Michael is, but in any event, Michael and I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening on At Home with Victoria. So we will see everybody Saturday at 5 o'clock for the Common Threads. And again, thanks to all of our friends that are listening inside the chat room. We've got a few folks in the chat room that I haven't seen before. Smile for Gina to you. So Smile for Gina. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, Lisa did a great job on producing tonight. So in any event, I want to thank all of you so much for being here and for joining us. Have a good evening, everyone.